Good morning and welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose of the Word of God. This is Greg DeMaley, pastor at the church, and Sunday is coming. It's Friday, February 16. It's the season of Lent, and we are walking with Jesus. I'm going to read today from Luke chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Now Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan River and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. Jesus ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. In this first week of Lent, friends, we want to make note of the unusual manner in which Jesus began his journey into ministry. Fresh off his baptism in the Jordan River, fresh off being affirmed by God's words, "You're my son, I love you, I'm well pleased with you," and by confirmation through the Holy Spirit in bodily form, Jesus heads immediately into the wilderness where he is to experience hunger and thirst and temptation. Now, things are quiet in the desert, if you've ever been. Things get clear in the desert. There aren't many distractions. There's not much noise. Jesus often sought out silence and solitude in the desert or in quiet places to commune with God the Father and to receive clarity for what the will of the Father entailed next. For example, before choosing 12 disciples to walk alongside him from the crowd of many disciples who were already following him, Jesus spent a night in prayer on a quiet mountainside in silence and solitude, clarifying God's will for whom he was to choose. We are wise to follow Jesus' habit. We who live in a world that is significantly noisier and distraction-filled than Jesus' world was. We're wise to follow Jesus' habits because we, unlike Jesus, have a sinful nature that can so easily confuse and misconstrue the voice of God and the will of God in our lives. If Jesus habitually sought God's presence through silence and solitude, how much more should we seek it because of our deeper need? Friends, I encourage you right now, in this moment, to spend some moments with the Lord, even now. No deep thoughts are needed beyond words, simply allowing the Spirit of God and your spirit to commune together. Lord, make your presence felt in our midst.